Dylan, 4 days into training camp here today, how have you seen things progress, not only for your entire hockey club, but obviously for you individually?
Well, first off, it's great to be back for sure. I think, obviously the way things ended abruptly there, it was quite a shock, and especially how our team was playing, winning four in a row, feeling really good about our game, everybody getting back healthy. So to be back now is great, and I think there's an excitement around the group right now. We're really looking forward to getting after it, and it's been a long time, and we've been ramping it up each and every day here. It's been competitive, especially the last couple of days. We've been getting more battling and more D-zone situational stuff, so the coaching staff's done a good job prepping us, and I'm sure as we go along, it'll just continue to get better, and we'll just continue to get better as players, individually, and as a team.
How about for you personally, just skating alongside Josh, just what's that relationship been able to be like both on and off the ice, and how you guys get yourselves to where you want to be here over the next couple of weeks before going in against Calgary?
Yeah, well, it's been great so far. I mean, obviously, we were paired together there for a bit towards the end of the shutdown there. Josh is a great hockey player. He's an elite hockey player. He's even a better person off the ice. And it's really easy been playing with him. And, we're just trying to get that chemistry again, first couple of days here at camp, and, continue to get familiar with each other. But he's a very easy guy to play with, and he has awesome reads. He's got great gap, good stick, very easy guy for me to play with, and it's just been a lot of fun, hoping that we can continue to build off the chemistry and build off the way we finish there and carry that into the playoffs here.
Thanks.
Hi, Dylan. It's Ted Wyman here from the Winnipeg Sun. Just wondering what this experience has been like for you overall when you come and play 10 games with a new team and then really everything goes away for months and then you have to come and do it again.
Yeah, definitely a little strange for sure. I definitely had to watch some old game film and kind of just, refresh myself on how we play. Obviously, we're not playing over extensive system or anything like that, but just to get familiar again with where guys are, where I need to be as a defenseman all over the ice. It really feels like, a beginning training camp for me, and opposed to the other guys, it's a little different for them, obviously, being around. So for me, I'm really treating this as a training camp as it would be in September. So for me, I'm just trying to, play hard every day here in practice and really push myself. And, I feel like after one day, I got everything back to normal, but, definitely had to do a little bit of homework and watch some old game film, which was good to kind of refresh my brain.
It wasn't a really long or really large sample size for you, but how do you feel you fit in with this defensive group over those 10 games? And did you like what you saw from the group overall?
Definitely did. It's a top to bottom. It's a really good team. And especially on the back end, I know they've had some injury troubles and obviously some key guys gone last offseason there. But these guys play hard and, they play hard within the system with all the injuries, and to be where they were before I came, I think that speaks to the volume of the team, coaching staff, the whole organization. So for me, it was, an easy fit. Easy style to play, and when you're playing with so many good players, it just elevates your game. So I've really enjoyed my short time here so far, and looking forward to again hopefully a long playoff run.
Thank you,
Dylan. Ken Lee from Sportsnet.ca. Where did you spend the majority of the pause?
I was back in London, Ontario, with my wife and my dog mostly, and it was nice to be home there. And I think a lot of guys, at that time of the year, you're battling through some things and some bruises and maybe some minor injuries. So it was kind of nice to relax a little bit. And, I have a small gym at home. I was able to work out and, enjoy that time. Obviously I got traded. I had to, leave my wife and my dog, and I was kind of on my own a little bit. So to be back home with them was really nice. And I think my dog really enjoyed it. We got to go on a lot more walks together, and, the weather turned out to be pretty good down in London there. So, it was nice, but after, a week or two, and after I was getting some things off the honey-do list there, I was ready to get back at it and play. And, especially talking with the guys, we were very eager to get back. So really happy to be back. And, but at the same time, it was for sure nice to be around some family. And as things opened up, I was able to see my folks a little bit and some friends here and there, obviously social distancing, but, it was nice, but really happy to be back here.
obviously your focus is on the playoffs, but as a guy who's a pending unrestricted free agent, now you have salary cap certainty with the new CBA. I mean, how are you viewing the potential for maybe even increasing your value, or have you had some talks with the Jets about maybe sticking around beyond this this stretch?
Yeah, there hasn't been much conversation yet in that regard. And I think obviously with the way, you know, the world was, I don't think, you know, that was obviously a topic for discussion. But I think I've fit in here very well. And I think, you know, I think there is definitely a possibility of that in the future of possibly re-signing here. And if that is the case, I would definitely welcome it. I really enjoyed my time here so far. And even from the outside, when I was with Ottawa and San Jose, I always valued how this team played and the coaching staff and the organization and the bodies in that room. So it's a great team. It's a great team to be a part of. I think we'll worry about that when the season's done, though, and focus on a good playoff run here and you know, see how far we can go. Because obviously, you know, the further your team goes, the more success as you have as a team. Individually, usually everybody kind of prospers. So my focus right now is on this team and what I can do to help us get to, you know, get to that cup. And I think everything will take care of itself in the end.
One last one. You're a guy who's always been known as a guy who makes his partner better. I mean, why do you think that is?
I'm not sure. I think maybe it's just the predictability of my game. And I think everybody knows what they're getting. I think I just keep my game real simple and you know, just play solid hockey and, guy that, you know, I think I make good reads out there, and I think my defensive partner, you know, can read off me, and it makes things a lot easier. I think I'm pretty vocal out there and, you know, just try to help my D partner wherever I can. But I would think overall, it's probably just my steadiness and, usually with guys, you know, you're going to get from them. They're easy to play with.
Thank you.
Dylan, Mike McIntyre from the Winnipeg Free Press. Have you put a lot of thought into what it's going to feel like, sound like playing an intense playoff game in an otherwise empty, cavernous hockey rink?
Yeah, I definitely have thought about it. I think, you know, I was watching a little bit of European soccer and, you know, when you have 60, 70,000 stadium capacity and it's empty and then they're pumping noise in it. But early on, they weren't pumping any noise in it. It was just, you could hear the guys on the sidelines yelling at each other and, you know, all that. So it's definitely eerie. It's definitely weird, but, and I think hockey, obviously it'll be even more with, you know, the sound of the boards and the guy's skates and whatnot. And maybe if they pick up some trash talk, I don't know. We'll have to see. It'll definitely be weird. You know, I'm trying to picture a game 7 finals in Stanley Cup finals in overtime and with no fans and how weird that would be. You know, you can't prep for it. It's never been done before. I think you'll just have to stay focused at the game. And I think usually as players, when you're in it and you're playing, all that noise kind of gets blocked out anyways, and we're all going to have to deal with it. So, I think you just got to stay focused at the game. And, you know, I guess we'd be on the road anyway. So, sorry, you're going to keep the noise quiet anyways. So.
Yeah, won't have a problem, I guess, taking the crowd out of the game. Do you think a lot of players would actually like to see noise pumped in, like, to the rinks? I suspect there's going to be something on the broadcast, but what about in the actual rinks? Like, would sound effects, cheers, that sort of thing be worthwhile?
I don't know. I think maybe, you know, I guess maybe we'd have to see after the exhibition game and see what it would feel like. Again, you know, we're so used to playing in front of a great crowd here, obviously in Winnipeg, and we really feed off that. And, you know, I remember being an away team coming to Winnipeg is always a tough building to play in. So, you know, there's obviously a factor in that I think teams can feed off. But, you know, this is obviously uncharted territory for a lot of teams. And I think it'll be definitely interesting. I think maybe guys will have to work on their trash talk, and especially if it's going to get picked up, I think try to keep it PG. But you might hear some funny things.
Hi, Dylan. Drew Mandel from Illegal Curve Hockey. In your previous answer, you talked a lot about the chemistry that you and Josh Morrissey have found with one another. You've been able to do that with, you know, minimal practice time or limited practice time and not a ton of game time. Is it easier to develop that chemistry in game situations or in practice situations?
Well, I think you develop it first off in practice, and then you see what your work is like in a game. I think when you do situational things in practice, whether it's D zone, you know, defending off the rush, you know, we'll probably get some scrimmages here soon. That's where you maybe can tinker with some things and whatnot and see what works. I'm a big believer that you practice as you play. And I think when you get success in practice and you get reads and you feel good about your game in practice, I think that just eases things going into the games. But obviously the games are like the test, right, in school. So I think, in our limited time, we passed those with flying colors. I thought we played really well. And I actually thought our game in Edmonton was one of our best games. Unfortunately, obviously getting shut down there. But I think in practice, we take the drills very seriously. We don't like getting beat 3-on-2s, even if it's 2-on-1s. I think we're both competitive guys, and we try to treat every drill as we would in a game. And, we like going against, obviously, Scheif and his line and our top players. And, you know, if we can do a good job on our top guys, we feel probably confident in the game going against other guys, other top lines. So I think for us, it starts in practice and getting the good chemistry, getting good reps there. And, I'm a big believer, you practice like you play. So.
Terrific. Thank you.